Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Josh and Jason Monday Christian and Conspiracy Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Monday. If you don't know me, I'm a Christian rapper, devoted husband, a father, an Army veteran. I'd like to introduce you to my co-host. He's a Christian, devoted husband, and father. What's up, Jason? How's it going, brother?
What's up, man? How's it going? How's everything going?
Good.
Cody, right on. Shout out to the other Cody. Hope he gets that job.
Yeah, man, we'll pray for
That's
him.
rock and roll. Yeah, let's hopefully he gets that.
So we have an amazing guest. His social media is going crazy. His TikTok. It's Seven Club. It's actually underscore Seven Club and then underscore. His first name is Cody. We'll probably be calling him Cody tonight. But how's it going, Cody? Thank you for coming on, bro.
It's going good. Thanks for having me, guys. I love the work that you got going, man. We're out here telling the truth, exposing the darkness, and shedding some light. And I
Yes.
appreciate the brotherhood, man. Thanks for having me. I'm super excited.
I'm super excited too, man. Thank you for coming on. And so you most a lot of your videos are like are basically just like exposing NASA and flat Earth and all that stuff. So when did you first become a flat earther?
It kind of came by surprise. Like, you know, I was into the conspiracy stuff when 9/11 hit. You know, it was kind of like, okay, some red flags are flying. And of course chemtrails came soon after, and of course the, you know, child trafficking rings and all these things. So I'm kind of deep in it at this point. But then I heard the flat earth thing, right? And honestly, to tell you the truth, when I first heard about flat earth, I was like kind of upset. I was like, okay, here they are throwing this crackpot crazy conspiracy in the pool so that if someone like me or anybody else comes along trying to share the truth, well, now they're going to throw that flat earth thing in there and be like, oh, well, if they're talking about 9/11, then they believe the earth's flat. You know, I thought it was one of those things, you know, one of those little psyops, the secret to make us look crazy type things. So
Yeah.
I asked one of my friends who was actually you know, pretty deep into the conspiracy stuff. I was like, can you believe this flat earth thing? And she goes, no, look, you should really look into it. But at this time I'm kind of like, you know. So it was a few weeks later or so, and I seen a Netflix documentary by Logan Paul, and it was a flat earth thing. I watched it, and of course he was mocking it, making fun of it, but there was one thing in there that I found interesting. And he went to a convention, and there's thousands of people at this thing, like truly, honestly believing this conspiracy, or, you know. And I'm like, wait, these people are honest people who just really believe this. So I'm like, okay, now I got to hear these people out. Because at this time, you know, pretty much anytime I looked it up, it was just mock videos, like pretty much 10 reasons why the earth isn't flat and all this other junk. So I asked around, and I was brought to BitChute, where I found, you know, Eric Dubay and ODDTV and all the big flat earth names, and they started presenting it in a way that I understood it. Then when I found Rob Skiba, and he was, you know, lining it up biblically in the way that he does, by that point I was sold, you know. And I realized, wow, this is the greatest deception of all time. And I just
Yes.
became very intrigued, and I can't get off of it, man. It's like, it's literally probably the most important thing that I think people need to know, because at this point, you know, there's so many atheists now, or people who won't give the Bible a chance because of, you know, the globe, the heliocentric model, which goes hand in hand with evolution, the Big Bang, and all this stuff. And it's, to me, you know, it's a way to get people to close their Bible within just a paragraph. You know, they open it up, Genesis, read a few verses, and then they shut it because they're like, oh, this doesn't line up with science. You know what I mean?
I definitely know 100%. That's exactly what I think. I think it's the scientific trinity, the Big Bang theory, evolution, and the heliocentric model. I think that's kind of a trinity. And people don't understand is most theologians will attack the evolution, they'll attack the Big Bang, but they leave the heliocentricity alone. They don't understand that all goes together, right? The Big Bang theory is saying that that the stars came first, then the sun came, and then the earth came, right? So when we go to the Bible, we have the earth first because God made it for us, and then you know, on the third day basically is when the continents were formed, And then all of a sudden, the fourth day is when God made the moon, sun, and the stars also, right? Greater light to rule the day, lesser light to rule the night. So that's totally opposite of what, you know, it's inverted from what the Bible says compared to what science says. And theologians are not picking up on that. I don't know how or why they're not, you know, because they don't understand that the Big Bang Theory is like involved in the heliocentric model. That's the reason why it was even injected in there, you know, it's to tell you why it exploded and it all came together, right? So I agree with you 100%. And this is what I deal with on these debates I do. And even with Christians, when I'm debating Christians, they're still not getting it or understanding, you know, because it's so ingrained in people, you know, it's like really ingrained deep. And you can honestly, you could probably ruin a marriage. You know what I mean? It's really ingrained deep. So I hear some, I'm serious, bro. Cause I mean, I'm telling you, dude, I have a friend that his wife is like totally against it, and he's like totally not against it. He loves it, and it's causing problems, man. It's causing problems because they're not equally yoked now. Because, you know, especially biblically, when you present something to your wife biblically, like I'm trying to tell my wife, I'm actually have some issues with my wife. I'm trying to get her
It's all
on
stemming from
board.
Flat Earth. That's hilarious.
Well, here's the thing, bro.
I think the first time you get a divorce because you got Zion, man. I don't want to be married to you anymore because you believe the earth is round. Say,
No. What it
come on,
is
man.
that's the opposite. Now here's the thing. Here's how I think should happen. If you are the spiritual leader of your home and you present something biblically to your wife or to anybody, I think that it should be automatically like if the Bible says it, that's what it is. But everybody's not like that, right? So, I don't know if do you agree with that, Cody?
Yeah, you know, and my wife, she's not as passionate, but when I went through my journey, it was kind of like the Owen Benjamin thing. You know, there were times I would say it was probably 2 years of research before I actually was at the point where it's like, okay, it's living sacrifice time. It's time to be outspoken about this, you know, and be a flat earther, because that's a big problem with people too, is if it there's people out there that see it, you know, and they can see the points, and they even know that if they go into it and get as passionate about it, then they're going to be a flat earther. And some people are afraid of that social repercussion, and you know, that's a hard pill to swallow, is to be that living sacrifice for the sake of the truth, knowing that you're going to get mocked, knowing that you're going to be ridiculed, knowing that you're now going to be categorized as the crazy one. And you know, some people can't take that. Now, my wife, she's not as passionate, but the day that I looked her in the eyes and I said, it's really flat, you know, she said, okay, you know, and she goes along with it, you know, but she's
Awesome.
not going to go making videos, and she's not going to be excited about it,
Yeah.
but she does understand. And she sees the level of deception, but also she's a relatively new Christian, you know.
Yeah.
She knew the Lord probably in the last 6 years, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, and it's cool that when you introduce it to her like that. Going, you know, going along with your videos and everything, like I'm passionate too. I feel like I feel like it's God's creation. What people don't understand is that Jesus in 1 Colossians 15, Jesus was there during creation. Everything was created through him, for him, right? Even the principalities. So when people are worshiping Jesus, they gotta understand that he was involved in the creation, right? So it's a big thing. Like Genesis is doctrine. So people don't understand that either. Like I remember I was debating somebody and I was telling him, and he's like, you know, that you know all scripture is inspired by God for reproof, for correction. And he's like, well, the Genesis is not doctrine, it's poetry. And I'm like, that's the type of stuff, bro. I'm very passionate about like the word of God in that way, where I'm just like tell me in the Bible where it says to take Genesis as poetry or to take any of the stuff as poetry, you know. I understand the Psalms is like a song, you know, that's understandable, and Proverbs is like poetic, you know, in nature, but the Bible never says to take Genesis poetry or allegorically at all. So that kind of stuff, I'm very passionate about that and explaining the creation. I think some people are good with eschatology and revelation and you know, and maybe the book of Daniel. I think God maybe has given me a gift of explaining the creation part, you know what I mean? I
Yeah.
think we know the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end, right? So it's important. God ended up putting it the first book of the Bible, right? So I think it's very important. And it's also if you deny the firmament, is something that people need to understand as Christians. If you're denying the firmament, you're denying God's handiwork. And if you look up the word handiwork in the Hebrew, it actually means God's achievement, right? That's Psalms 19:1, right? Psalms 19:1 is saying that. So it's God's achievement, bro. It's very important to him, you know what I mean? And the
Absolutely.
king of
It's on
Israel
your
is
coffee
talking
mug,
about
Josh. You should know that. You should know that verse, dude. It's on your coffee mug, dude.
it. Yeah, we actually have that. I need to show
Is that
that.
19-1?
No, I know
Two?
it's 19:1. I know it's 19:1. Sorry,
That would
my
suck, huh?
it's
It's
just a little
19-4.
when you do a leak, dude, you're a little tired, you know what I mean? So
There's even psalms that, seem allegorical and are more literal than we think, like praise ye, you sun, moon, and stars, and all the creatures
yes.
of the deep. There was a pastor who actually took some sounds from the stars, sounds from whales, layered it all together. It made like a tune, and then he layered the acapella of How Great Is Our God over top of that, and it all harmonized together. So literally, the sun, moon, stars, and the creatures of the deep, the whales, were all singing together, and that seems like poetry, but it's literal at the same time,
Yes. And when he says, and he also says, praise ye the waters that be, that are in heaven as well. So that's after the flood. So that kind of shatters the Ken Hovind theory of it being a canopy around the earth. So that's the very last of that verse. And, David is the king of Israel. He's very close to God. I know he did the thing with Bathsheba, which separated him from God for a year, but he's walking with God. He's very close to him. So when he's making these Psalms, you understand that it's, that he might, even if he made it poetic, he's still saying something that's real, that's really
He's
happening, you know what I'm
intimate.
saying?
He's very intimate.
Yes. Very intimate with God, and I think it's beautiful. And also, like, when you talk about like Genesis as well, what people don't understand is when you go to Numbers 12 verses 4 through 8, it's talking about how God spoke to Moses face to face, or mouth to mouth is what they say, right? It says the Lord spoke to him. He says he comes to other prophets in dreams and in visions, but when he speaks to Moses, speaks to him mouth to mouth or face to face. Basically, the New King James says that. So it basically it takes Ezekiel, Isaiah, all the prophets, and it actually shows you how real those are, and it gives a lot of credit to those as well because he says he comes to him in visions and dreams, right? So what he's saying is, anything that's given to a prophet is coming from God, right? From the Most High. So it really legitimizes Genesis and all of the prophets, because God is telling you right there when he's speaking to Aaron and Miriam that he's coming to them and speaking to them. So when you see like first is for Ezekiel 126, and he's looking through the firmament and seeing God's throne, right? I think it legitimizes that, it's a lot. So, but seven, yeah. So in your adventure on flat earth and everything, so you said you were listening to Rob Skiba, so that just kind of legitimized it for you.
Yeah, Rob Skiba, man. God
Me
rest his
too.
soul. He was a master at his craft, and I really love the work he did when the news tried to talk about that Chicago, the
Skyline.
photograph, the Chicago skyline, Josh
Yeah.
Nowicki photo across
Yeah.
from Lake Michigan. He went out there and said, "Okay, y'all say it's a mirage. Well, okay, let's do this then." So he gets on the boat and goes all the way across, taking, photographs the whole way across, showing it wasn't a mirage.
Yeah.
He completely debunked that, and just his seminars, man. He did one on Operation Fishbowl, and that was a
Yeah.
really good one too. And I was gonna
Yeah.
bring up, did you guys see the Greg Locke and Dean Odle debate?
Yes, I did. Yes.
So, what did you guys make of that? What do you think that you think Greg like just got triggered by his son and then didn't do research and kind of doubled down on this debate? And then do you think he saw something halfway through and just his pride was in the way and he just couldn't concede, or what do you think happened there?
Well, I think he was feeling like he was getting embarrassed in front of his church because he couldn't come up with one Bible verse that backs up the globe. So what's happening is when you're a pastor and you're on stage and you're put in a position to choose between science and the Bible, can you imagine just sitting there leaning so far towards science the whole time? And then all of a sudden he says, well, I do believe in the 7-day creation. And I do remember he was saying that I do believe the book of Genesis word for I do. And then Pastor Dean Odle was basically, he was cornering him in certain ways where he couldn't wiggle his way out. And being on stage, being that guy that's like got 100,000 followers and everybody was with him toward, during the 2019 epidemic or whatever. I don't want to say it because we're on YouTube, but everybody was backing him up so much. And then all of a sudden, he's got this pride built up. And then Pastor Dean Odle was really calm and collect. And the way he was speaking to him, he wasn't forcing anything on him. And I just believe that that was the, it just caused something. And I do believe there's a demon behind the globe, bro. I mean, I think there's a demon behind it. And people might think I'm crazy by saying that, but go into a bar and go and tell these people that the earth is flat and you're gonna get punched in the face. There's a demon behind it. It causes some really deep triggers to come. And if you don't believe me, then watch debates between flat earthers and globe people, and you're gonna see that. I don't want to say the other thing. Globers, I'll just say that, and you'll see it. And I do believe that there's and it's always like in anything we do is a spiritual battle, right? So I do believe that. I think that is with goes along with what he's saying,
Were you gonna say globetards?
No, I don't want to say that.
I thought I was coming. Sound like globetard was gonna come out right there.
No, I
Can
just
you say
want
it? Can you even say globetard?
I
Is
don't like that. No,
that
so
okay? Why? What's wrong with it? Why?
I don't like to say
You're
that.
not, you said glober like it's a bad thing, like
I
glober.
just want to say it the correct way because I don't want to be offensive, bro. That's all.
What is it? Like it's not.
Glober sounds good.
It's a it's a is it a globiest?
A globalist, you can say
Yeah, he's a
that.
globalist.
Yeah, and you notice
Sorry.
Greg, Greg, he was talking about how that topic brought all this division to his church, but from what I see, the flat earthers typically come with humility and love and care. It's just like, hey, we want to show you this truth. None of us think we're better than anyone else or anything. It's just a veil has been a layer has been lifted. We're able to see something. We're not afraid to admit that we see it, and the division comes from the triggered, it
Yeah.
seems like triggered attitudes, and people get so mad about it, because it's something that, like you said earlier, fundamentally they grew up on it. It's been engraved in their
Yeah.
minds since children. So
I'm a
that's
little more
something hard to
abrasive
let
about
go.
it. I just stand on it. I don't care what anybody says. They get so angry. I'm like, shut up, dude. I don't care.
Yeah, see,
Say whatever you want. See, Josh wants to take this the high road and be like, oh, it's just so. I was like, this dude, believe what you want. Go away from me. If you don't like it, I don't want to talk to you about it then. It's like, because they try to get you mad. They're like, oh, dude. I even got my son. My son, he's 11 years old. He was calling me. He's like, you're so weird. And then I started explaining to him. He's like, oh my God. You're right. You're right. You're right. I never thought about it like that. He's like, you're right. I'm all, show me a planet right now. Show me the planets. Go up there and you show them to me right now. You grab a telescope. And you show. They look like blurry little. This is like a blur. It looks like something in water. I'm like, hey, think about it, dude. There's water up there. And he's like, man, that's. I don't know. And you really think about it. It's a trippy thing. And when you explain it to him, like all the way through, he's like, wow, that's really. I never thought about it like that. I said, it doesn't say anything about being planets. Nothing like that.
Wandering stars in the Bible, bro. Wandering stars
Yeah,
doing
that's
a
it.
different movement than the stars. Yeah. Yep. And it's talking about in the book of Jude, it's talking about judging them. You know what I mean? The wandering stars. And if you look at them, they're being worshipped by Rome. They're being worshipped by these guys. So
You gotta save them
something
every
is
day.
going on with it, bro.
Like
Something is
Saturday,
happening with it.
Sunday, March, April, May, June, all those are
Yeah. And if you look at
July, August, September, it's all
And if you look at
And look how
NASA,
Easter, look how, but look at this, Easter's on a, that's crazy too, because Easter's on a in a totally different month this month. That was weird. I never seen that before. I've never seen it be in March like that, dude. And I've been alive for what, 40 some years? I've never seen it in March, dude. That's weird to me. What about this? There's this eclipse coming up. There's a lot of things coming up in the next couple of days that who knows what it might do. Like, it's like, wow. You could have a. It's really weird. They're saying to stock up on food and stuff like that. They never talk about it like that. Things are crashing into things now. Like, what is that? That boat crashing into that
Oh, the
bridge.
bridges, yeah.
There's been a couple now.
Yeah.
I think it was a
I've seen
third
a
one.
movie like that too. I've seen a movie that looks just like that. It sounds just like that.
Trying to
It
make it so you
put,
can't exit the city or
yeah. Well,
what?
dude, how do you, dude? Okay,
Smart
if you,
moves.
okay, look at, okay, I don't know where you're from, but we're from California. So if you devastate the 15 freeway, you have now just locked up travel from basically anywhere in California. You're screwed. You can't go anywhere. So yeah, Josh, you can't leave town. Where are you gonna live? I know where I'm going. I know exactly where I'm going. If it hit right now, I'm going
Just
right to this mountain.
don't say it out loud because then everybody's gonna know where you're at. Just
They
kidding.
won't know. I know exactly where I'm going. There's a mountain. There's a couple of mountains right over here. Probably fine
Now,
for
what do you
me.
think? What do you think, bro, about the eclipse, Cody? Anything that you've heard that you feel like is sticking with you, or are you just thinking just another eclipse? What do you think?
Don't know, man.
Can I say something? Because in Revelations it says the moon will be as dark as sackcloth, and the sun will be as dark as sackcloth, and the moon will be as red as blood. But if you notice, it doesn't say for how long. It doesn't say it's gonna be forever. It just keeps saying that. And look how many eclipses we've had in the last few months, and last year, last like 7 or 8 years, and look how many blood moons we've had since all this is. It's all been. I've never even heard of blood moon before. I swear to you, another thing. I've been here for a little while, and in 40 years of my life, I've never, and just in the last 10 years, I've heard of blood moons. And my dad said he was talking about back then, but I never even seen him. Never even brought up to me until recently. I started looking at the moon, like, dang, that's red.
Bro, I look
Or,
at the moon all the time, bro, now.
yes, so do I. And it's like now you're looking at all these signs.
I'm snapping pictures.
Yes, there's signs in the sky now that are showing you that are like, hey, that maybe this is. Look at the weather. The weather's getting crazy. The weather's getting weird. It's snowing right now, and it's snowing. I don't know. We're in California. I don't know where you're from, but is he on East Coast?
Missouri. He's too
Oh,
deep.
Missouri?
Yep.
Oh man, that's a
Nice,
beautiful
nice.
place, bro. Congratulations. You're lucky,
Well,
dude.
yeah, it's interesting
California's
because
beautiful.
it's beautiful, but it's too by the
Yeah.
coast. It's way too by the coast. Anything could happen right here. An
Yeah.
invasion, anything,
Right.
freaking tsunami, whatever it is, it could
Yeah.
happen right here, and I don't like that.
At least we're
And
kind of far away from it, though, from
I know
the ground.
we live on the face of God's clock, so the eclipse, whatever it may be, I know it's a sign for something, you know, because
Yeah,
we
this is a total eclipse.
we're here looking up, and he said that that's where our signs would be. Now I see a lot of theories going around. One being an awakening, an unveiling of a lot of darkness is one of those theories kind of rolling around. But there was something I was looking into today. Did you guys see anything on Project Looking Glass? Did you hear any
I've
of
heard of
those
that before.
whistleblowers?
I've heard that
So
before, but go ahead.
apparently it's this device, and for some reason this device just so happens to sound like, when it's described, what it looks like. It sounds like some of the angel descriptions in Ezekiel, the wheels within wheels. It's like this device that, anyway, they power it on. It's supposed to like show prophecy
Fast.
through it. I don't know, but like there's this guy that was going and working with this computer that was supposed to generate these different outcomes. Anyway, he was saying like that in 2012, all these timelines converge into one inevitable end, which he was basically kind of pushing toward the return of Christ. Like that's kind of where he was headed with it, because he wasn't being specific, but he was like, just imagine God and the devil having a game of chess, and the devil looks at the board and sees that in seven moves he's done, so he's just trying to prolong the game. So he said that 2012 is where all those basically timelines converge into one, and it's one inevitable end. He said it'd be like a great awakening, right? But the weird thing is, he said 2012, right? Well, it's 2024 now, but 2012 on the original calendar, like the Ethiopic, the 13 day, months,
Yeah.
28 days a month calendar.
The Hebrew calendar, basically the
Yeah,
first Hebrew calendar.
it's 2016 on that one right now. So 2012 would have been 2020, and 2020 is when they kicked off that other great
Everything.
deception that's unfolding. So I don't know, man. We could be seeing something like that, because I remember he did say that imagine a world where no one questions the conspiracy anymore, that everyone knows it as a known fact. There's no more, the darkness is gone. Like it's uncovered, all of it, which that would be
Interesting.
great. But
Because 4 years ago, what happened? The Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Donald Trump, would I be out of
He
office,
lost.
right?
He lost
He
the Super
lost,
Bowl.
right? And then COVID happened, right? Now look at this. Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Donald Trump's gonna be could be in office or not. And let's see what kind of thing happens after this. They're gonna put something out there to where look at P. Diddy. P. Diddy's messed up, right? Like, this is weird how like all these guys are coming out, and now it's like it's I know it's a psyop and I get all that stuff. I get it, I understand, but it's like people are starting to come forward, like, hey, you're in trouble now, dude. Like, these people are starting to get coming out, like
R. Kelly, bro,
Oprah.
got 60 years, bro. You know what I mean? Like
Dude.
he got some time, bro.
I
He
know.
got like eight chicks kidnapped at his house, bro. Like he got some time. But well,
Is
I'm gonna
this
go to
recent? Yeah.
Well, R. Kelly got in trouble like a while back, bro. I think he got some years. I don't know if it's 30 or 60 years, something like that. But anyways,
Wow.
so what he
They're
was
coming
saying.
out right now. They're going to start getting. Look at that's why they're going their bunkers. Why do you think they're having bunkers right now? Because they're going to start getting out and like, I'm out of here, dude. There's going to be some civil unrest coming, bro. And it's because of this election. They don't want to get. They don't want Trump in office. They don't want. But I think it's inevitable. I think it's inevitable he comes in and just. I feel like.
I personally believe that they do want him in, bro. What it is I think there's a game going on, bro, where it's like Jason knows, you know this, Jason, like, between, Democrats, Republicans, they're the
Yeah,
same herd,
but if
bro.
you think
So
about it, why didn't you just have him go in for the 4 years and never run again? Why did you prolong it with 4 more years of this dude, and then it's gonna go to 4 more years of him? You could let if you were smart, you would just let him run consecutively, and now he's out.
there's a reason for it though, because
I know that's
think
what's
about it.
crazy.
They had him come in and ruin
That's what's
everything.
cr but
And
this
then
is
they
what's
put Trump in to
crazy.
become the savior. And
But in
then.
his eyes, he's not ruining anything. He's think he's doing great. This is what's so funny. Like it's coming to a fruition that these guys are all whack, and the American people get it now. They're like, it don't matter who you put in there, they're gonna push whatever that they want. It don't matter if it's Trump, but I'm just saying, like, they don't want him in there.
Yeah, it's all show.
Yeah, it
Hold
is
on,
all show. I just think
Jay.
I
Hold
think.
on, real quick. It's in the fridge somewhere. Sorry about that, guys. I have to.
My wonderful wife.
Did
That's what
I?
you should say. Does
Sorry, guys.
she believe in
Well,
flat Earth? You shouldn't
hey,
tell her anything. It's
Cody.
like, there's no yogurt in the fridge for no flat earther.
So Cody, what do you think, bro, about the Trump thing and all that stuff that we were talking about?
You want me to be honest?
Yeah, be honest.
Man, I think Trump's a bug zapper, to be honest with you, man. I think he's a false light, and I think that he's meant to be bright and beautiful for people like us to gravitate
I
toward.
think so
'Cause
too. Yep.
when things hit the fan, he's gonna be the one to guide. I had a prophetic dream, man, and when I woke up from it, I didn't trust him anymore, and I was Trump to the bone, man. I'm telling you. I mean, I was 100% on it. And I woke up from this dream I had, and basically in the dream, I'm not going to say it's going to unfold exactly like this, but in the dream there was civil unrest, man, and we were told go here for safety,
I'll bring it to you.
and we went to these safe houses that were Trump supporter safe houses,
Okay.
and when we got there it was a trap, you know. And when I woke up, I was like, I felt it, man, in my spirit deep. And I woke up, and from that point forward, I didn't trust him, and I started to think about all the red flags that I did ignore, like Operation Warp Speed and
Yeah.
him saying that he's never asked Jesus for forgiveness,
Yeah.
and just you know, random stuff like that, that I'm like, you know, I let that slide. I let that slide. But at the end of the day, you know, I think he's a character that's created just to get us on his side. So whenever he does flip, he can tell us what to do. You know, that's my opinion, but
That's my opinion, bro. That's exactly what I'm talking about. When I was saying that they want him in, that's what I think. He's a character they want to place back in office. I think he's going to try to get the build the third temple in Israel, and we're going to see some stuff happen like prophetically, and he's going to, Israel, he's going to make Israel look, he's going to shine the light on Israel, and everyone's going to go, "Oh my gosh, the end times, they're going to be focused on that." Almost like the false prophet almost. Not saying he's going to be the Antichrist, but maybe like the false prophet. Because the false prophet handles the finances, you know what I mean? So I think he's going to focus all the light on Israel. Everyone's going to think this is the end times, and all the Christians are going to be focused on that like they are right now, thinking that this is it. But then they find out that this is not the true Israelites that we think, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that all of them aren't. I know that some of them are probably, but they're going to focus the everything on that. And I think it's, you got a point there, bro. A point. I think that it's a dude, everything is already laid out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
They know what's gonna
scripted.
happen already, dude. It's like they're chosen. I could show you, dude. The way I could show you, Jason or Cody or anybody listening, I can show you by going back to every single college, secret society, and showing you how they're chosen from high school all the way till they end up becoming whatever they become, chief of staff, whatever, dude. You know what I mean? Supreme Court, whatever, dude, or President of the United States. I could show you guys them getting tapped in college and getting into a secret society. That's where they sell their soul, I think, and then they just go into office. Because do you think that the Illuminati or the rich people want people in there that are not going to make laws for them? It's going to always benefit them. You know what I mean? So they're chosen. I know that Jason, me, or Cody couldn't become president of the United States. These people are chosen, and it doesn't matter if you put a wild card like Trump in, and everyone thinks he's not an actor. He's not one of them. Like you know that he is. You know what I mean? He's just like all of them. And I think you have a good point, bro, Cody, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's a controversial one. My family, you know, I'm to the point, I haven't even brought this up to my sister, my brother-in-law. Like, my mom's the only one I've talked to, and she's still, even when I say, "Mom, look," because like I met Lance Wallnau in person, you know what I'm saying, and got a book signed and brought it to my mom. He's real close with Trump, you know what I mean, and my mom's still on the fence, even though I've got down and been like, "Mom, because I need her on my side with this in order to bring it to the rest of the family." I feel like, because
Yeah.
that, like, if I don't, then if I don't approach this correctly, this is something that if we as Christians don't approach it correctly, I mean, we're going to cause so much division just in the truther community, just because of how good of a character he plays. Like,
Yeah.
Trump has so many people, you know, on his side, and rightfully so, being the character that he is, that he's playing. But I think it's a facade. You know, I support that character, but I don't support what I think that character's for.
Yeah, and I think we should focus on God, focus on Jesus. You know what I mean? That's God is the only one that's going to save us. You know, we need to focus on the Bible. And what happens is when you put a character like that and everybody thinks he's going to save us, and then he just ends up failing miserably, you know what I mean? Which is probably going to happen. I think that it's going to happen at some point. World Economic Forum, he's hanging out with Klaus Schwab and he's like, "Hey, he's a great character." And when someone tries to go up there and bring the Bible on stage and get the Christians on their side, and then he says that he doesn't need to ask God for forgiveness because he's never sinned or never done anything wrong. He's making you think that he's so good that he doesn't need forgiveness, and that should be something that's a red flag to any Christian in the United States 100%. What we need to understand is that this is all planned out. You know what I mean? It's planned. This is not an election, it's a selection, and it always has been a selection, you know? Jason, remember we had that podcast just recently about 9/11 that we just did? Did you see how he said that Dick Cheney has been planning this ever since he was with Gerald Ford? And if you look at the resume of these people, you see them becoming diplomats, trilateral commission, CFR, Club of Rome, WEF, World Economic Forum, all these different things that they end up getting into. What they do is they start out, some of them start out in high school, like George Bush started out in high school, bro, in the Skull and Wreath. And then all of a sudden he went to college. He went to the Nas Brotherhood, like I was saying. And then he ended up going to Skull and Bones and he came out CIA. And then all of a sudden, dude, his resume, bro, ever since he was in high school all the way to he died, has been nothing but New World Order agendas, bro, the whole time. You know what I mean? Whether he was in the CIA covering up the Kennedy assassination, whether he was in Trilateral Commission, whether he was President of the United States saying that he's going to bring the New World Order and we're going to win, whether he was starting the Iraq War, whether he was doing, you know, taking over Kuwait's oil, whatever the heck he was doing, he's been doing an agenda for the New World Order the whole time he's been living on this earth. And his son, same thing, bro, George Bush. And his son in Florida, same thing. You know what I mean? So we got to understand that these people are working for the devil hand in hand. Every move that the devil wants them to make, they're making. Every move that God wants us to make, we should be making. But a lot of us are not walking with God. So we say we are, but we're not 100%. So I think it's we just need to understand that, dude. And I think that you have a good point. Jason, I understand too your side too, because man, I was the same way too, man. You know, where I was thinking that, hey, this dude does a lot of good things for the military. He's a
I
good guy.
don't care who, dude. You think I'm for Trump? That's I
No,
know.
I know you're not. I know
I
you're
don't
not.
care about either
Oops.
way. I
I
could
know what
care
you're.
less. As...
I understood what you were saying though when you were saying like,
I'm
hey,
just saying that the crazy
man.
stuff is going on, and they don't. I know they don't want him in. They don't want him in
Yeah.
because it's gonna bring out some more stuff that's going on. And
Bro, look how
it,
crazy it was, bro. I was actually at my pastor's house, Cody, with the AR-15, bro, because there was protesters down the street. My pastor asked me to come over to his house with the AR-15 and make sure I protect his land because there's people protesting down the street that the sheriffs called him and said, "Hey,
dude.
these guys got gasoline, they got lighters, they're ready to come and attack your area. You need to have some people with you, you know?"
And that's the crazy thing about all this stuff is like as planned as it all is and scripted, real people get hurt, real people get souped up, real people get affected. The wars
Yeah.
that are going on as well, like
Oh, my gosh,
no
bro.
matter what kind of like weird stuff is going on behind the scenes, it's like they'll like there's real lives at stake with all of this stuff. Like the other riots when they were going through dropping bricks. I mean, how many like crisis actors do you got to have to like soup up the rest of the world? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
If
yeah.
they're dropping pallets of bricks off and saying to like 10 dudes, hey, go grab these bricks and start just you know, who else is going to join in? You know, and now you've caused a real scene where things are burning down, people are getting hurt, right?
Yeah.
And all you did was sit a bunch of bricks out, hired like 100 people, gave them $1,000 each, and said, here, just start throwing these and start causing a riot.
Yeah.
And then all these other people join in.
Yes.
And it's like, it's dangerous stuff, man.
During
And
that time, it was crazy, dude. It
I
was
know
crazy, bro.
it was nuts.
It was
You,
nuts,
I
dude.
mean, it felt like it was the end, man. It felt like, and I mean, I wasn't even in those towns. Well, I'm near Ferguson, but
Yeah.
you
Yeah.
know, like you think, okay, this is like a starting of a domino effect where every big city is just going to start burning itself down, and people's gonna, you know, lives are gonna be lost, and
Bro,
it's
every
wild.
day, bro, every single day we had the governor and then the mayor of LA, you know, my Los Angelinos, would every day the governor's on the screen, bro, just like the movies saying we have this many people. And then the next guy comes on, the governor, we have this many people dead. And then we have, it's like, bro, it was crazy, bro. I remember, dude,
Man.
like at my work. They were having like people work like 2 days a week and paying them the rest of the time because they were so scared of this thing. Besides me, I had to work the whole time, but it was just nuts, bro. And what business does that, right? But we were talking about the signs, the seasons. So that's in Genesis 1, 14. So then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, for days and for years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. So that's what we're talking about. So these lights that are in the sky, the moon, the sun, and the stars are basically to give light upon the earth, and also for signs and for seasons, right? So we need to understand that. I think it's interesting that one thing is that the lights are to light up the earth, right? If it was a heliocentric model, these stars would be to light up other Earths, right? Other galaxies, right? But it's really they're made to light up the Earth, because I mean, I don't know if you believe in well, you believe in biblical cosmology with the firmament and the moon, sun, and the stars in the firmament, right? Yeah, so if they're in the firmament and it's connected to the Earth, which if I could go over several verses to show you guys that, but then you know that that's what they're for, is to light up the Earth. They're not outside of space and galaxies and all this craziness, right?
No.
Yeah, so I think that's interesting, but I think we went over some good stuff, man. Anything else you want to go over that you kind of had some notes for?
I mean, just like the social climate that's being created around this, I'm not a big fan of Elon either, but when he did take over Twitter, he said there were more AI accounts, like bot accounts on there than there were real people, So, just like anybody, any listeners or anything out there, and you see kind of like the back and forth going on, just know like in TikTok, Facebook, everywhere, like there's going to be AI accounts, like bot accounts, and even paid trolls. I mean, 2 million were found, around the outbreak era, of paid people who were paid to go in and defend, certain things. And I can see that with this topic too, with flat Earth and things, there's people that'll mock and ridicule, and you go to investigate the account, it looks like an account from that show Catfish or something. It looks like a fake account. It's like a bot or an AI. And I think it's to add like social pressure to the situation where people, I feel us three, we're pretty outspoken about, how we feel about it. We don't care. We're ready to look crazy for the truth, but
100%.
there's some people out there that, I don't know what it boils down to, but they're just, I guess they're scared to be made fun of. They're scared, but just know this is a it's backed by demonic forces, but these fake social situations that take place to try to make you scared. It's trying to back you down into a corner to say, okay, I'm going to keep my mouth shut about this topic. But the truth is, we got to push through that and stand together. That's what's going to make a difference, is when we all stand together, unified in this what I believe is the most important deception to uncover and to crush, is this one here, is this globe, man. Because once it's taken care of, and now we've got the scientific and biblical high ground on this thing, because it is. I mean, at the end of the day, their science is wrong, their math is wrong, and we get the real science, the real math of God's earth, and then these people who have built their whole understanding on science, now they'll see it from the correct scientific stance, which science is the testable, repeatable, provable. They can go out and prove God's earth, and then they can now start trying to have a relationship with their creator. But it's like there's so many lost people because of this. And I think that's the main thing why it's important to me, and I'm passionate about it, is because I know that there are people who that's the one reason they don't believe, is just because of science, because of the heliocentric model.
And I think it's sad, because the people that are in college or the people that are in school, like growing up, now they're forcing the Big Bang evolution and heliocentric model on them. When I was growing up, when I was in grade school, they would force the globe on us. Yes, so they would indoctrinate us with the globe. Evolution, really, I didn't really get to even hear about that until I was in high school. And when they told me about it, my teacher was cool enough to say, "Hey, I'm a Christian, so this is something that we need to teach, but I believe that God created the heaven and the earth, right?" So he even said that, and this is in a public school. But now, bro, they teach Big Bang theory, heliocentricity and globe, and also evolution as if it's fact.
I
They don't
know.
teach it as if it's a theory anymore. So people are believing this like wholeheartedly, like they believe the globe. So we're fighting right now, me, you, and Jason, and all these people are fighting with people over the globe part, because a lot of people got indoctrinated with the moon landing and all that stuff. And we've been indoctrinated with the globe growing up, but we weren't so indoctrinated so much with evolution and Big Bang. I don't know about you, but I never even, the Big Bang wasn't really pushed on me. But what happens is now, dude, it's like now when we get older and we need to like start teaching these youngsters, we're gonna have to deprogram them from evolution, from the Big Bang theory and heliocentricity for them to know God's true creation. So it's even tougher, dude, because
I
you
know.
see the people, you've dealt with them already. You know, the like I'm I have a debate with Ozian. He usually does a lot of debates with people, but he's all about the Big Bang theory, all about evolution, and all about heliocentrism. So now I have to try to, you know, debate all that stuff, you know, not
Yeah.
just the globe. But
When are you doing that one?
I'm doing that one on Thursday morning.
What channel is it going to be on?
It's gonna be on mine and on
Right
his.
here? Cool. Yeah, man. I want to see that too. You do great job, man, and it's important. You know, even if you feel like you're debating somebody who's, you know, I'm a big believer in. You know, my dad taught me a valuable lesson growing up. He said, there's three types of people walking around on this earth, and there's the saved, the lost, and the damned. And he said, you know, there's some people who are just here to distract, just here to waste your energy, you know. And I don't believe in that, but I believe in that when there's an audience. Because even if you're doing a tug of war and there's somebody that's just trying to distract and deceive, well, if there's real people there like watching, then they can see that tug of war, and it could change a lot of minds, a lot of hearts. Even if the person you're debating with, they never change their mind. It's that's not nearly as important as the people who can view it, watch it, have discernment, and see the truth through it. You know what I mean? But I've had a lot of times, especially early in ministry and stuff, where I would just spend all my time on a person and just every day, you know, trying to pull up more proofs of not just you know, this is like biblical stuff, like Noah's Ark, you know, and just bringing it to him, being like, look, I'm telling you, man, God's word is true. And just wasting days and my energy. And finally I'd realized, you know, here I am watering this one seed, drowning it and starving the rest. I need to go and reach more people and somebody who's ready to receive, you know. And that's what I see a lot in this. But thank God for structured debates. Thank God that we're having this discussion in a way that more people can see it, you know,
Yeah,
those
it's
hearts that
crazy,
are
bro.
ready.
It's crazy 'cause it's like if you're a Christian, bro, like, and you're like 100% Christian and you're 100% ready to go, and like if you're properly you have proper discernment and you get taught this, there's no denying it, bro.
No.
And there's no way to get out of it, dude. Like, that's why I like debating people on biblical cosmology. That's what I'm debating Ozian on, is biblical cosmology. I don't even know how he accepted it, and I don't even know where he's coming from. And you know what? All respect to him. I know he's not trying to deceive. I think that he believes everything he says. So I think that I'm not, and he's a prior military as I am. So I hopefully we have a structured, good debate, and I think
Yeah.
we'll have a good talk. But the thing
I
is,
don't know
bro.
who he is. I was more referring to some of the like one I was just watching before I jumped on, but I don't know him. Is he a Christian?
No, he's not.
Oh,
And
okay.
he's debated Witsit Gets It. He's debated dude, he's been
Oh,
all
okay.
over modern day debate, all over Jaronism. You know, he's debated a lot of people about the moon landing, about flat earth, about everything, bro. Does
Maybe I
mostly
have
globe
seen him
debates.
then.
You've seen him. I guarantee you've seen him, bro. Especially if you watch like modern day debate and all those. Yeah, dude, he's all over that, dude. And it should be good. And I'm glad that he accepted the challenge. I just don't know where he's gonna be, where he's coming from. I want to
I'm gonna
debate
look
a
him up.
pastor. Ozian. I want to debate a pastor on them trying to tell me that the Bible says globe. And I would love that. I'm waiting for that, bro.
That's a tough one. Like, I don't see how Greg Locke even picked that up. I mean, it had to have come from zero research, because him saying, I mean, when I seen him on stage calling out the flat earth, saying, I'm gonna disprove it with using the Bible, I was thinking, bro, the globe didn't even
There's
come
no.
about till long after the Bible was written. The last tab of the last scroll was stowed away in caves that the globe even was thought of. So it's like, how could you even, you know, it's
That's
just,
what
you
I
know.
thought too. I was honestly thinking in my head, like, How is he gonna pull anything out of the Bible, dude? Like anything. You can't even, I mean, you can maybe say the earth hangs on nothing, maybe in Job, and that's about it. Even though it hangs on gravity, it doesn't hang on nothing. I think that's like the only thing he had, but he didn't even say that. He didn't
No.
say anything, bro, but besides, he said one thing, bro, and he was like, I gotcha. And I'm like,
Yeah.
what are
You know
you
what I
talking
always say?
about?
I always say, yeah, it hangs on nothing because it sits on four pillars. So how could it hang on anything? It hangs on nothing, you
Yeah,
know?
it sits on, yeah, exactly. Which is I just think that that made people that believe in the globe see that, hey, this is not, this is not good. Like the way he was acting and everything, I don't think that made a lot of people probably hopefully start studying the flat earth from a biblical perspective. I mean, I hope, I think that opened up a lot of eyes. But I think you have a good point though, that there's people that are there that are hired and there to try to take away your fire. You're on fire for the Lord, you're on fire for your podcast, and you're on fire for your TikTok, and you're doing your thing, and people are leaving comments that are, well, oh, I get it, dude. I get it all the time,
Tons of
bro.
it.
I get people that and sometimes I read it and I'm like, oh, I feel offended, and I send them something nice back, like, because I don't care. I'm not gonna, like, put fire with fire. I'm just gonna send them something nice back, like, I appreciate it. If that's how well you felt, we'll try to correct it next time, or I'll try to do better. But
There's
I
just
think,
trolls out there. They just troll. Oh, yeah.
yeah, there's definitely trolls, bro. You're
Trolls,
right.
dude. They're just trolls, bro.
Trolls under the bridge waiting for the
And
cross.
they are. There's there to hate. It's like, bro, you're on 5 minute 30 second. You said this, and
Oh, yeah, I
you're
get
so
you.
stupid. And you're like, all right, well, sorry, bro. It's just my opinion. Or you're gonna burn in hell, and your children are gonna go there with you. You're like, all right, dude. It's all good, bro. Like, it's not all good. I hate you and all your thing you stand for. You're like, all right, I love you, man. Like, oh, it's like
Start
you keep
coming back.
saying,
It's
yeah, you keep
keep
coming
coming
back. I'm
back
thinking
to the
so mad.
something negative.
It's
Yeah,
so
bro.
funny. It's
Yeah.
so funny.
It works. You fight it with love, and it almost makes them more mad than fighting
Oh,
back.
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I
Yeah,
agree,
I'm gonna
man.
kill this dude.
Yeah,
Yeah, whatever.
Greg kicked out all the flat earthers out. He said, if you're gonna, continue to talk about that stuff, then get out and stay out. That was a bad look. He deleted the live stream,
Yeah.
and then he deleted the live stream. And then another guy, I don't want to say his name. He had a friend of his. I guess he had a friend of his do this, but made a video about the demon of conspiracy. And then Greg Locke posted that on his page the very next day.
Wow.
And saying beware of the demon of conspiracy. It's divisive, and there's this great deception. That's the one that gets me the most, is when people are saying that the flat earth is the deception from the devil.
Yeah.
Man, that probably hits me to the core a little bit
Me
harder
too,
than it
bro.
should. But man, I sit there and I say, so the devil's rubbing his hands together saying, oh, I got it. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to make people believe the earth just as the Bible describes it. That'll really get them, you know? It's just like,
Exactly,
come
bro.
on, man. Come on.
It's completely inverted, bro. The whole heliocentric model in the globe. Like whenever I'm going, that's why when I talk to a Christian, I like to debate someone that's Christian on the Bible, biblical cosmology, because, dude, I could pick apart people exactly what science is and exactly what the Bible says and show them that it's completely inverted, bro, from what the so you know that if God's telling you this thing, and then your normal perspective, your God-given senses tell you another thing, like, that we're stationary and we're not moving. And then who's the one from a spiritual angle that's telling you that we're in a heliocentric model and all that stuff, bro? It's not God. So
No.
who is it? It's the devil, bro.
The same cult that brought you Big Bang and evolution. It's the same cult. You know, they're all
Jesuits.
this they're all buddies. And the globe, when what's his name, Pythagoras, first came up with the idea, it was philosophy. He was like, you know what? I'm gonna decide that the earth's a ball, and I'm gonna set out to prove it. It's like the Texas sharpshooter fallacy, shooting the wall and then going and drawing a target on it. But then his observation was just watching a boat go over the horizon. But we've already proven that that doesn't even happen with your bare eyes. You know, he observed that with his bare eyes. If he would have had binoculars at the time, he would have disproved himself in that moment. You know, so they built it off philosophy. And because they're all in the same club, all science backs them up and says, okay, you know, we're going to try to make our science fit what our forefathers came up with. And And that's the tricky part. Then you get a couple film studios involved, like NASA and, you know, whoever else, to make a couple movies to solidify it, put the
Disney,
programming in the beginning of,
Disney, Universal, every single Sony,
yeah.
all of them got together. Paramount Pictures,
Right.
all of
Put it
them,
in
bro.
cartoons, put it in
Yeah.
the Universal intro, show people a globe all day, every day, and
Yeah.
then make a moon landing video, make a couple movies, show some CGI photos, and then bam, you've got your entire globe belief.
Yep. They got them. Like you said, the moon landing happened, and then all of a sudden everyone's like, okay. And then if you look up every single spacecraft from NASA too, you're gonna see that it's Thor, Artemis, all these, Mars,
Apollo.
Saturn, Apollo. Why
Yeah.
would they make it like that, bro? And then heliocentricity. Helios is a sun god, right? Of
Yeah.
Greece. So you're gonna say that we have a sun god centered galaxy, and then a solar system, and then Sol is also a god of the Indians, right? He's a sun god of the
Yeah.
Indians. So solar system, and then you got a guy out there, Brian something. He's an astrophysicist saying that there's not only one Earth. There's 200 billion stars out there. So we think that there's 20 billion Earths. You see what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
so you're not special is what they're trying to do. They're trying to make you a speck of dust orbiting the sun, and then the sun brings you life. You know what I mean? And then even Copernicus himself was saying that the sun is a temple enthroned in the center of the and basically like a temple. Like he's saying that the sun is God. You know what I mean? So it's like that's what we have here. We don't have, even though the people that are like scientific minded and all that, they don't see the spiritual aspect of this. But there's a spiritual aspect of this, and it's definitely not to show you the fruit of this is not to show you that God is real and the Bible is real. The fruit of this is to show you that there's no need for God because naturally this stuff occurred and God didn't have his hand in any of it. And it's so sad that there's pastors nowadays that are pushing all this stuff. Some of them are pushing the Big Bang, saying that that's the way God created it. And evolution, that's God used it as a tool. And heliocentricity, is, and dude, it's like, that's why if you could take those people and sit them down with the debate and show them, if you just show them word for word what the Bible says compared to word for word what they're saying, there's no way they could wiggle out of it, bro. There's no way. And yeah, we got to understand that we let God be truth and every man a liar, dude. And then it says in Titus 1:2 that God cannot lie. Hebrews 11:4, it's impossible for God to lie. So are you guys going to tell me that God lied, or are these men that are trying to say this, or the devil is the liar? We know the answer to that already, So
Yeah.
it's
I'm going to
very
use
important,
that from
bro.
now on when you said the fruit, right?
Yeah.
You'll know
By their
them by their
fruits.
fruit. You'll know the globe by its fruit. You'll know
Yeah.
the heliocentric model by its fruit, right? What it
Yeah.
produces, which is
Yes.
a bunch of nonsense. I'm going to use
Atheism.
that. Yeah,
You can always use it,
exactly.
no problem. What it produces is atheists and people that don't, there's no need for God. And you can also use scientific trinity as well, bro, if you like, because that's what it is, a scientific
Absolutely, man.
trinity, man.
It, exactly.
And that's the fruit of it. If that's what the fruit is, then how can you be a Christian and pushing this stuff? And what you're doing is you're putting a block wall between kids, college kids, and the Bible. And then by the time they pick up the Bible, just like you were saying earlier, they pick up the Bible and then they start saying this must be poetry, must be allegory. And then, dude, all the important stuff that can build your faith, because faith comes by hearing the word of God, right? So if faith comes by hearing the word of God and you hear the word of God, but you do not believe it, what kind of faith is being produced? So the
Man.
devil, his job is to take away your faith. You know why? Because we're saved by grace through what? Through faith. So if faith comes by hearing the word of God and then you hear the word of God and you do not believe it. Now, people say, is it a salvation issue? Well, I could tell you something, man. I'm not saying that the flat earth or the globe is a salvation issue, but what I am telling you is not believing the Bible is a salvation issue. Because if you don't believe in Genesis, and how are you gonna, it says you'll know the beginning from the end from the beginning, while be known by my prophecy. And then in Romans 1:20, it says, I'm known by my creation. You see what I mean? And then you'll see how powerful it is when you read 1 Colossians 15, then you see what Jesus is involved in the creation. That's powerful to me because I'm
Well, and
like,
when you read
damn.
Romans, it shows you what happens when you deny the Creator. It turns your nations into men sleeping with men, women sleeping with women, abominations. It's like when you God even says, you know, you want to worship that, then you're going to worship the creator, the creation more than the creator. Then that's what's going to happen. What you're doing is you are killing your salvation by worshiping the creation, not the creator. So in a case, this is about your salvation, because if you're not going to believe you're created by a creator and try to build a relationship with your creator, your nation will suffer. And he says, hey, and it's like, God, they're like, well, God won't do, why would God do this to you? Because he lets you do it to yourself.
Yeah.
That's how you know true love exists too.
Yeah.
The fact that God does allow you to do that to yourself.
And God even respects you more if you're going to be on that side than in the middle. If you're going to be standing for your stuff, then go stand for your stuff on that side. That's good. But at least you made your choice. I don't want you sitting in the middle going, you know what? I'm only going to do something that benefits me. So I'll worship all these other gods, but I'm also worship this God just in case.
All right.
Just in case that he is right. It's not going to work that way, because the devil's going to come back and be like, hey, you're on the fence and I own the fence as well. So you're coming with me. Sorry, just because you're on the fence, I own the fence. So,
yeah, dude, the salvation issue thing, that's a good one, because like a lot of people do. But it, you know, the people who get angry and say it's not a salvation issue are usually the ones who are reluctant to see it. You know what I mean? They like, you'll be like, man, look, you know, here's what the word says, here's the proof. And they'll be like, it's not a salvation issue. Why do you care about it? Da, 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 da. And it's never. It's really never the people who see the biblical earth that say that stuff.
Oh yeah, they'll never say that, bro.
No,
there's gonna be no reason to.
And I believe though that it is to the people who literally only do not believe in God because of the scientific Trinity, like you said. Then it's a salvation issue for them, because if they just saw the world the way it really was, then they would know that it was created.
Yeah,
they would just know. It's like, oh well, duh. I mean,
well, they know. You know, they just don't want to admit it. They know.
Right.
But this is definitely, the scientific Trinity is a gigantic salvation issue for sure. You're right, man. All the people just don't see that. They would say that evolution and Big Bang's is a salvation issue. A lot of people would say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they won't say that the heliocentric model in the globe is, because they're not reading the Bible correctly. I'll just say they're not properly dividing the word yet. And you know what? I at one time I didn't either. At one time you didn't either. So I'm not saying that we're perfect. But once you dig into this and you find out, dude, and then you read Romans, that all faith comes by hearing the word of God, right? And then you read, dude, you see all this stuff. You're like, okay, all scripture is inspired by God. Okay, so this is it says that all scriptures are given for inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction. So what does that mean? That means that Christian to Christian, we need to show reproof, profitable for doctrine, and we need correction. So what is correction? It's not divisiveness. Correction is, listen, Christian, need to take your mind, show you that what the truth is, and then that's correction. It's not about dividing. It's about, if you see it in the Bible, it's true. If you don't see it in the Bible, and it's something that's not, you know, it's not true. You know what I mean? If the Bible's not saying it, I'm not saying that everything's going to be mentioned in the Bible, but if it goes against the Bible, it's not true. If it's in the Bible, it is true, right? Because Jesus is the way, the truth, the light, right? God is, he can't lie. So he's telling the truth. One of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not lie. You know what I mean? God is not going to lie, dude. God is going to give you the opportunity to either believe his word or not believe it. And you can choose. Jason was right, dude. Jesus doesn't talk about slaughtering the atheist. He says, I'm going to spew the lukewarm out of my mouth. Jason, you're right. Like, he doesn't like you to be one foot in the world, one foot out. So you can only worship one master, right? You can either worship God and love God, or you can worship God's enemy.
I saw that on a show. Hate the enemy. It's like, I'll just worship it all just in case.
Yeah,
it's like, what? He's like, you're like, this guy's like, well, you're one of those guys that just do it just in case. He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, that's the worst person you can be. Like, they're being on the fence about anything is not good. And then when you're flip-flopping, especially for your soul, that's like, even says, don't do that. You're just like, well, I guess I'll just stay right here. And it's I don't believe that, and I don't believe this, but then you see, like, that's your choice you got to make. It's like, oh, wow,
Yeah.
I can't be on the fence about this. I have to be on one side or the other because God don't even respect you by that point at all if you're like that.
If they give you a different salvation, it's demonic. If they give you a different creation, it's also demonic. That's what people don't understand. Like, that's also demonic. No, it's no, it, listen, okay? Like, this is the way it is. If the Bible says it and something goes against it, is it of God or is it of the devil? It's of
Yeah,
the devil.
I'm so mad at Satan, because he fell because of pride, right? So he's stripped of all his power. He's got one tool, it's deception, right? So now this dude, he can't create a world of his own. So he has to pervert what's already created to try to make people think that they live in his world so he can feel like a creator. Satan polluting minds, deceiving, and he's got
Great
this
point.
globe and this heliocentric model that he's perverted, God's creation, to try to make himself feel like he's the one who created it. And it's like, that's what makes me mad, more mad than anything else, is that here he is sitting back smiling as there is division, even Christian against Christian over this issue. And he's sitting back laughing, bumping elbows with the demons, being like, look at this. I actually got Christians to believe they live in mine,
Yes.
to live in my world. And he's loving it. And like that's what makes me mad more than anything, man, is here he is trying to take credit for God's creation, trying to twist it.
Yes, and trying to do invert it. And that's a perfect example. And God, he lets it happen, because, like he's going to let that happen because you have choice. Now, he gives us his word. What we need to understand, it's when we say it's God's word, it's actually his word. You know what I mean? It's like inspired by God. But dude, if you look at Genesis, that's why I'm saying, man, like, dude, like Genesis, like 40 days and 40 nights, Moses is speaking to God on Mount Sinai. Like, dude, God is like giving him like the business, bro. So when he's writing Genesis, dude, this is a firsthand account from the Most High, like we got to understand that. I think I've said this a few times, but people need to understand the importance of this. So it's not like you can just, if you take that and you just place it as an allegory, you are doing a disservice to God. And God's, and then also I talked about the firmament. Dude, you were speaking about this. Look what he does to God, bro. He's saying that it's an ever-expanding universe. And that the earth is spinning around the sun, and then God has a firmament which is solid. And what people would say is, well, the firmament's outside of the galaxy, right? That's what they'll say. That if there's a firmament, it's just outside of the galaxies, right? That's what people would say, right? So it's actually pushing God further and further and further and further and further away because it's ever expanding. So that's literally what it's doing. It's pushing God further and further and further away. But when you talk about the flat earth with the dome, what do you have? God's throne above that. God is
Right there.
close, right? He's right there. And it's totally inverted, man. I'm telling you guys. And this is a great talk. We went from, different conspiracy subjects. And I think this is awesome, man. But yeah, it's 10:10 and it's probably 12:10 there. I don't want to take too much of your time up, but this is a beautiful conversation. I really appreciate
Thank you,
it.
guys.
Thank you,
That was
bro.
awesome, man. Thanks for
Yep.
having me.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are freaking awesome. Keep doing the good work,
Thank
and
you.
keep it up, dude. I'm gonna watch your debate with old boy.
I was in.
Yeah, you're having it on your YouTube.
yeah, I'll probably release it probably like on the 5th or something. I think I'm gonna do it on the 4th and I'll release it on the 5th. He'll probably put it on his channel. It might be live on his channel, I'm not sure, but
Okay.
yeah, he's got like 10,000 subscribers, so he's got a pretty good following. And I'm not saying that his followers are gonna follow me. They'll probably hate me after I'm done, but it's all
He's
good.
probably got people from both sides of the aisle
Yeah.
jumping in, so
Yeah, he's got some flat earthers that listen to, probably for
I'm
sure,
sure you'll
but
grab some there, man. And you do great, dude. So just keep doing what you do, and it'd be cool to chat again sometime, man. And I got some really cool stuff on NASA if you ever want to check out some of that. I've actually busted them being a film studio if you want to see some proof.
yeah, dude, for sure. Maybe we could do like a presentation type deal next time.
Yeah. That'd
We
be
kind of
awesome.
open the door and we'll do that. Any last words, bro, before we get off to our audience that you'd like to tell anybody? Shout out your TikTok. Shout out anything where they can get a hold of you and all that.
Yeah, just my TikTok, like you said, underscore the number 7, then club underscore, and then my link tree is there to find me other places. I'm not really active anywhere but TikTok, honestly. But yeah, you can find me there. If I get to talking about anything else, we'll just keep going. I'm getting tired too, though.
Yeah.
But heck yeah, man. Thank you so much, dudes.
Thank you, bro. Jason, any
What's
last
up?
words for our audience, bro?
Good night. Good night, and have sweet dreams, and pray for this nation. Pray for everything that's going on. Pray for these signs to be what they are. Hope they are signs. Hope they are things to come. Speed this up. I'm tired of waiting, dude. You know
Me
what I
too.
mean?
Yes. And everybody that's listening, we appreciate you guys listening. Please go check out Cody's TikTok. You will not be disappointed for sure. He's got a lot of good stuff on there. Shout out to the fittest flat earther. Thank you so much, bro, for connecting me and Cody together. He's a great guest, and he's just as cool as you, man. So I appreciate you. And we always like to end this in prayer. So let's go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for blessing us with this glorious conversation. We're trying to shed light on the book of Genesis and Ezekiel and Isaiah and everything that you tell us through the scriptures. We love the fact that you opened our eyes and took away the veil, as Cody was saying. And we know that the devil's trying to invert and put Genesis in a blender and serve it to the public, and people are eating it up. We just want to say, Lord, please take away the veil for more people. They need to see that they live on your creation and how important your creation is and how beautiful it is. And we appreciate, the trees to give us oxygen, carbon dioxide that we breathe out, and the trees to breathe in. We appreciate the water from the water cycle, the dirt that we could stand on. Everything that you did in the book of Genesis, the doctrine, everything you did for us, Lord, thank you so much. I know you did this through Jesus, your son, so we appreciate that. Thank you for everything you do for us, Lord. We really appreciate you, and we are going to try to honor you and live obedient with everything that you say for us to do. So help us to do that. Help Cody, help Jason, help me, and help people that are listening right now to the podcast to be obedient to your word and live by your will. And we want to worship one master, which is you, and we want to hate the other. We want to hate the enemy, Lord. So help us to do that. We appreciate you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All
Amen.
right. Thank you so much.
Amen.
All right. Subscribe to our YouTube, please. Josh Monday Music and Podcast. And then if you see us on audio, it's going to be Josh Monday, Christian and Conspiracy Podcast. Thank you guys so much. We love you, and God bless.